I decree and declare that we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare that we are blessed going in and blessed coming out. I decree and declare that we are the righteous of the Lord and that we are more than conquerors. I decree and declare that we are bold. I decree and declare that we speak with authority. I decree and declare that we speak life and not death. I decree and declare that we will have everything more and more abundantly. I decree and declare that we are the healthy, that we are the wealthy, that we are the strong. I decree and declare that we are love. I decree and declare that we are healing, and healing is our portion. I decree and declare that we shall be more than what anybody else says, because we are not other people's opinion. I decree and declare that we shall walk in what God's word says, because it is the living, breathing word of God. I decree and declare that we are more than, thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare that we are prosperous. I decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare that we shall be moved by only what God says we shall be moved. I decree and declare that everything we speak shall come to pass. I decree and declare that when we speak to the mountains, they shall be thrown into the sea. I decree and declare that we shall have everything out of our mouth as long as we believe it in our heart. I decree and declare that we shall stand strong as a mighty force of God. I decree and declare that we are in the land of the living. I decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare that we shall be mighty, prosperous, strong, loving, and bold. You can open up your mind so that we can speak in our heavenly language.
Father God, thank you for this day. I thank you for this day of grace and mercy. I thank you for peace. I thank you for moving heart to heart on your people. Thank you for freeing people from all addictions, drugs, alcohol, from slavery. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to the prophetic and being a yes to ministry. I thank you for giving us delivery through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank Jesus Christ for being a yes, accepting the assignment. Cancel the spirit of doubt as we trust in you, Father, and lead not to our own understanding, yet to your understanding, Father. God, you're in all thy ways. You'll direct our paths. I acknowledge you, and I love you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for never looking back and look upon us. Thank you for looking upon your people this day. And I thank you for each household that's represented on this call. I thank you for your word, the Bible, for it's our foundation. I thank you for the fivefold ministries and all that's on the sick and shut in list, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for healing each and every one of them, including myself. I thank you for celebrating with each and each one of us in the way that we're walking to praise you. I thank you for through your stripes we are already healed. And I thank you for the open doors and new opportunities. And I thank you for opening up each and every one of our spiritual ears of your people worldwide. And I thank you for the mothers, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Varian, and Mother Gladys, and all the mothers worldwide. And I thank you in advance for the people putting your will and your way first in their lives. I see the victory for your people, Lord, as they worship you in spirit and truth. And I thank you for your people being free in their minds. Thank you for them being free to be able to walk out of the doors of prison. Favor, your promises are sure, and I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Father God, we thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, we thank you for the unity that's on this prayer line. We thank you for every prayer that is uttered. Father, we thank you for what you do and who you are in our lives. Father, I thank God for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you for her life. I thank you for the birth of her life, even today. Father, we thank you as we enter in here at 2018. May all needs be met. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of success, love, marriages. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around the family. Father, we thank you for every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the mothers worldwide. Father, we thank you for peace, hope, and strength. Father, we thank you for victory in advance. Father, we thank you for covering the elderly and the homelessness. Father, we thank you for our fledglings. Lord, God bless them. Father, we thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for prophecology. And we thank you for the birthing forth of the latter rain. Father, we thank you for transformation and debt cancellation. Father, we thank you for the men and women that serve in the country so diligently. Father, keep their families at perfect peace. Father, we thank you for everyone that's named on the prayer list. Father, may the healing angels permeate in each and every one of their mind, bodies, and souls. Father, we thank you for the good report that only you can deliver. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalm 56:12-13. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt thou Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Heavenly Father, I thank you once again that we are allowed to come together in unity and come boldly before your throne on this beautiful, blessed day that you have made, and we shall surely rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you once again for allowing Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan to be able to experience, to be able to live, move and have her very being in you, Lord, as you give her the very breath of life and be able to see and experience another birthday. Thank you for allowing my sister to be able to see and experience another birthday on today as well. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you for the prosperity and the abundance that is coming forth in our lives. I thank you for healing and dealing with matters of the heart. Lord, I thank you for the full armor that we have on us as we continue to carry out your word in the world, Lord, and continue to be a change and a stand for your kingdom of righteousness. I thank you for allowing us to have the dominion that we do have in the earth as we continue to speak up, speak out, speak loud, and be heard on your behalf. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be the willing vessels that we are as you continue to use us mightily and as we continue to move quickly and swiftly throughout the earth, quickly and swiftly doing what thus saith the Lord. I thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ibunah Jordan and the entire Jordan household. I thank you for Mother Mary Jordan as well. And Lord, I thank you for touching me and my children. And Lord, I thank you for touching my mother and my sister. And now, Lord, be with everyone who has been lifted up on a prayer list, and I thank you in advance for the turnaround that you're doing in each and every one's life. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father, and we give you thanks this morning, honor and glory, Father God. I thank you for each and every one of the people assigned here, Father God, connected here as we touch and agree, Father God, to give you praise and thanksgiving. We give you praise for every test and every trial, for every lesson and blessing, Father God. We thank you for our families and friends, and thank you for miracles, God, for in these we have hope that we shall not be discouraged but encouraged in this new year, Father God. I'm reminded, Father God, that in Isaiah that you do all things, God. I am reminded, and we look unto you, and we are saved, for you are God, and there is none other. So I thank you, God, for creative ideas, new relationships in this year, new strength and new awakenings and new things and healing, Father God. I thank you for our elders and our testimonies, Father God, favor, joy, and Father God, I thank you because you will never fade. You will, other things fall apart, fall away. You will always be, for you love us. And I thank you, God, for your love. I thank you for the prophets that speak in our life. Thank you for our spiritual leaders, shepherds, Archbishop Ibunah Jordan, and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father God, that you've assigned us to, Father God, and you've assigned them to us, God. We thank you for opening our eyes, and we decree and declare in this day, sight beyond sight, Father God. And this day we hold up those that are sick and shut in, those that are on the list, Father God. You know the names that we uttered this earlier in this call, Father God, and we bless you for them, Father God. We bless those, God, who mourn in this day, the lonely and the lost, Father God, that they find you, Father God. They have an experience with you, Father God. All the mothers on this line, all the children crying out for their mother, Father God, that you hold them in your arms, Father God, and you comfort them, Father God. The Cooper children, Father God, that is so dear to our hearts, Father God, that you visit them and give them a peace even in their sleep, Father God, and assign the people that's meant to be there for their protection, Father God, right there, Father God, and that they always have a door to go in, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you for the marriages, the unions and the marriages, the strength. We cancel out the arguing, Father God. We cancel out the hate, Father God. We cancel out the slavery in this hour, Father God, for we decree and declare freedom, peace, and love in these days. We give your name the honor and the glory, the praise. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you all honor and praise for Thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the relationship in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for continuing keeping your marriage with plenty of love and plenty of strength and holiness and deathless, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Father God, for our loving Savior. And we thank you, God, for you are the light of this new day, God. And may the sunshine of your presence continue to shine upon our souls, dear Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for opportunity in this new day, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for safety through the night into this glorious new day that you give us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for preparation, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for creativity, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for joy, love, divine, and connections, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for the truth, God, and mercy, God, dwell richly in our hearts and our souls, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for multiplying back to us all of the money that we use, all of the money that we gave or circulate. In any kind of way, God, let it be a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the power of love, which lifts us and saves us from our sins, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. God, we thank you, God, for making the horrors of war pass be forever from this earth. And your peace reign, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the push. We thank you, God, for completion. We thank you, God, for renewing our strength. We thank you, God, for renewed energy, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, and sea and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us, oh God, and giving us free from harm to our body and our soul and continue to support us with your grace, oh God, and bringing us back and forth home safe and sound, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for this midnight cry. We thank you, God, for our leading lady saying a yes to this prayer call and this prayer line, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that as in this beginning, the morning stars sung together and all the sons of earth shouted for joy, God. So now we surrender, God, ourselves anew to thou kingdom of light. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for giving us a pure heart that we may have a clear vision of thyself and thy will concerning you, concerning and your will concerning us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us above only, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for all for protecting those and helping those communities that was affected by any kind of storm, God, and devastation, God. God, thank you, God, for granting them safety, God, and giving them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And God, thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones all around us, dear Lord. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, dear Lord. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that your name is a place of protection. We can run into it and we're saved. We thank you for safe passage as we walk on snakes and scorpions and protection from every assault of the Jehosha Talaba, every assault of the enemy. No one can put a hand on us, for no weapon formed against us can ever prosper. And every Jehosha, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night. Therefore, we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We give you the glory, Lord God, that violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders. But we shall call our walls salvation and our gates praise. That we thank you, Lord, that you restore that which the enemy have violently taken away. For you said if there's a break in the hedge, the serpent will bite. And we thank you, Lord God, for restoring us from the bite, for restoring us, Lord God, and covering the hedge, closing the hedge. The blood of Jesus prevail against the break in the hedge, Lord God. The blood of Jesus prevail against every open door, window, or crevice that the enemy can slip through. We thank you for covering, O God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, Lord, that you bring us forth from our enemies. We thank you, Lord, that you lift us up on high above all them that would rise up against us. You have delivered us from the violent man. You deliver us from every power of darkness that would stand against us. We thank you, Lord God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power, principalities, rulers of darkness in this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But we thank you, God, for the authority over darkness, over principalities, over the powers, over every power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus covers us. Everyone under the sound of our voice, God, we bless and strengthen and speak healing, restoration and repair. We work miracles, Lord God, by your mighty hand. Healing is the children's bread, and we release healing of every broken heart, every bruise, every wound, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father God, heal by your blood in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's afflicted in body, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Inflammation in joints, ulcers, high blood pressure, diabetes, we speak healing. Oh, God, wake up those kidneys, Lord God, that have malfunctioned, causing dialysis. Lord God, work a miracle, Amasheta. Lord God, let those kidneys begin to function again, oh, God. Lord God, unblock every heart valve, Lord God, that has caused a malfunction in the rhythm and the beating of the heart, Lord God. Your power is present to heal everyone under the sound of our voice. Thank you, Lord God, for new breasts. We thank you, Lord God, for healing breast cancer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for melting and dissolving tumors in the brain and in the abdomen. Even in the back area, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing herniated discs, God. My God, even hernias in the stomach area, Lord God. We speak healing to migraines, Lord God, nervous conditions, stress, trauma, and abuse. God, we decree peace. We decree restoration. We decree stability, mental stability, emotional stability. We break the power of nicotine addiction behind the stress and the anxiety. We rebuke it in the name of Shika. Lord God, take away the taste. Oh, my God. From crack addiction, tobacco addiction, alcohol and drug addiction. We speak deliverance to the captive, God, because you declared that we should do it. You commanded us to do it. You commanded us to speak to the mountain that it may be removed. You commanded us to speak to the dead bones and command them to live. Oh, Rabasha, and come together and rise up a mighty army. Father God, we call forth your mighty army. We call forth your people into their right divine place. We call them forth in the name of Jesus. We call them forth, Lord God, every home that's represented. We call forth, Lord God, families. We call forth, Lord God, healing in the homes, healing in the families, Lord God, healing in the marriages. Father God, we decree and declare healing, Lord God, for those that are having stress in the family and trauma in the relationships, Lord God. Restore, we pray. Restore every family in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we decree it so, Father God. We decree and declare healing and restoration and repair by your word and by your power. Unity in the spirit. We break the power of witchcraft, rebellion, and we call order and protocol in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace, be still. Submission to authority, right divine alignment, and divine order, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Let us worship.
Prophetess Darlene, I didn't pray.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not sure if you... Oh, amen. Amen. All right, Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the nations, that you are the hope of glory for the nations. We pray for Israel this evening, God, and we pray for the United States. We pray for peace, God, in Jerusalem, God, and we pray for peace among the brethren. We ask, Father God, that you remember, Father God, your people, and you remember the prayers of the righteous, God, and that, Father God, that every prayer will be heard and every prayer will be answered, God. We pray for peace, Father God, in the White House, God, and in the Senate, God. We pray, Father God, in every area of our government, God, and we pray for the nations, Father God, that you will put a hedge of protection and a covering around each nation, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your glory, God, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for each of you on the call. We thank you, Lord God, for all the people of God and the family of God and the family of Zoe. We thank God for our leading lady and our archbishop. Amen. For opening this door and creating this opportunity for us to come together and pray together. Amen. And please stay and hear the conclusion of all of the announcements. Amen. Join Archbishop Jordan for live conference call Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Prophecology, amen. February 23rd through the 26th, amen. The birthing house, latter rain. You must register if you are in the Book of the Month Club. Amen. You must register your itinerary on this website at prophecology.com. Amen. Join Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And text to give. Now, we have two things going on for you to consider. Amen. You want to share, amen, with the ministry, and you want to, amen, thank Archbishop for this opportunity and this space, this sacred space. Amen. Go ahead and text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. And tomorrow is our leading lady's birthday. And we're going to try to get her on the call. And at the end of the call, we're going to, amen, sing happy birthday to her at the end of the prayer call. Amen. But also, we want you to be a blessing. Amen. Sow a gift of love to our leading lady. Amen. At the text to give, or you can go to ZoeMinistries.com. Amen. And sow a seed there. And in the comments section, just type happy birthday, Lady Deborah. Amen. But when you text to give, you want to text pastor. Text the word pastor. Amen. And it will be her 58th year, although she looks not a day over 30. To God be the glory. And we want to sow a seed of at least, notice I said at least, $58. Now, if the Lord has graced you and laid upon your heart, some of you will sow the $158, $258, $358, $1,058, whatever the Lord has placed upon your heart to bless the woman of God. Now, pastor is not expecting this, nor is she aware of this. Amen. We want to be a blessing and to love on her. Amen. Because this is a vision that God has given her. Amen. And we want to give back to her. Amen. And bless her for her stand and encourage and strengthen her hands in this season and let her know that we are going forward. Amen. Under her leadership and under her direction as Archbishop is covering us. Amen. So I am asking that you sow a seed of at least $58. Amen. Celebrating Pastor Deborah's birthday. Now, tomorrow is her birthday, but we're going to take the rest of January and celebrate her. So if you're not able to do anything tonight or tomorrow, amen, as the Lord has blessed you to circulate, this is an avenue that you may give at the text to give, texting pastor, and then your donation will go to her in honor of her birthday. Amen. And I tell you, when you bless the woman of God, God will bless you. Amen. I tell you, when you give, when you sow a seed, you eliminate greed, you eliminate, amen, some, I'm just going to say it, God wants to deliver some of you from a jealous spirit. And women have a difficult time blessing other women in ministry. And God wants to heal you from that. And if that's your truth, amen, I challenge you to give $558 and watch God break that thing off of you. Amen. And heal your low self-esteem and build your confidence. Amen. You sow into this anointing will begin to rest upon you. Amen. And as God has graced her to be a kingmaker, amen, God will bless you. Amen. To become a kingmaker as you will begin to walk in the grace of the same anointing. If you sow into the anointing that rests upon the life of the woman of God. So I am asking that you stand, be a yes, and bless. That's my mantra, be a yes, and bless. Amen. Company of Prophets, did I cover everything?
Yes, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen.
Just the calls, the further calls during the week. You usually say that.
Amen. I cover the
Pop Life Radio. I cover.
No, you didn't. You didn't cover those about the calls that you normally do. The Pop Life, Prophet Joshua's on 8 p.m.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Okay, Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday, 12 noon. Also, 5 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. It's 5 o'clock my time. 8 p.m. Amen. With Prophet Joshua, and that is Monday through Saturday. Also, join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. Amen, Company of Prophets. I don't know what I would do without you. Amen. Thank you for holding us down. Amen.
Very quick.
And prayer requests. Submit your prayer request at www.pastordeborah.com. Amen. And let us stand with you for your breakthrough. Amen. All minds clear?
Pastor Darlene?
Yes.
Pastor Cynthia. And so what we're doing every 12 noon, we're giving information regarding prophecology, how to register for the hotel, and we're informing the partners on coming to that call at 12 noon so they can ask any questions or if they have any concerns, or even if they're the first time hearing about prophecology in the Book of the Month. Amen? So we're doing that every day up until prophecology. We'll be doing that at noontime for an hour. Amen?
Amen. Fabulous. Fabulous. And if you also feel a calling into the prophetic, amen, there is an avenue, amen, for you to receive training, amen. And I tell you, I taught it for 6 years, and right now I just drew a blank on the phone number, amen. Let me get that. Do you have that phone number by any chance, Prophet Olympia?
Not at hand, Prophetess.
Okay, I can get it just a second.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. So if you want to come on and learn about the spiritual protocol and School of the Prophets and learn about how to come into the prophetic order, Sunday, 2 o'clock, and Tuesdays and Fridays at 9 p.m., you may call 641-715-3631, and the participant code is 533-404. Again, 641-715-3631, participant code 533-404. Amen, and come and learn and study with those that will be, are being inducted into the prophetic order. Amen. I think that's all. Amen. Thank you all for standing. Once again, Company of Prophets, I love you to life, and I could not do this without your support. Amen. We have some great, powerful hands to hold up and to strengthen, and it takes all of us to hold up the hands of our leaders. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank
you.
God bless you.
God bless you all. God bless.